Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Yibam B'Chalitza, in the Sefer Noshim, where we continue the theme of the related to the brothers and to the Yavamas, specifically when there are many brothers and many Yavamas. As the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph here regarding specifically the Zika bond, when there's two women from two different, what's called batim, brothers that passed away without their children, that become forbidden together. As the Rambam explains, he says, Shnayim and Ach, and this is the theme when you have sets of brothers, is two of the brothers, Nesun L'Shtei Achayis, married to two sisters, Umeisur's name, now both of them die. Now, Rambam first starts with V'loy Noida, regarding what we don't know. We'll see later on regarding when you do know. But V'loy Noida, Ezim and Meis Rishon, you don't know which one died first. Now, Hayil V'yev Sheliyam Shteyem, since, okay, you can't do Yibim to both of them, because they're sisters. And that makes it that even one of them is not fit for Yibim, because both of them have a Zika for Yibim, because they're coming from two different brothers, and each one is also Achayis Kukasa, the sister of the other one that has a Zika, and if you marry any one of them, it's as if you're having the woman that's forbidden based on, because she's the sister of Yizakuka, which is almost like a wife. So each one is like Achayis Ishtai. So you can't do Yibam both of them. Vari Zika Naflashtein. Now, however, there's a bond with both of them, because each one, again, is coming from an independent husband who only has this one wife. And it's falling to the third brother, and there's two sisters that are falling. So both of them you do chalitza with, and you don't do yibum. And the reason for this is because ultimately the isra of achayz kuka is only rabbinic. Biblically, it's only forbidden when it's the sister of his wife. So therefore, biblically, there's an obligation, hence you have to do chalitza to exempt from zika, but you can't do yibum, because ultimately, rabbinically, the zika makes it as if it's achayz sister. Moreover, even if, let's say, one of the two sisters, one of the wives from these two different husbands, was forbidden on the yavam because of a secondary ervo, or from a positive commandment, or from a negative prohibition, still, even in that case, both of them are going to have chalitza and not yibam, because biblically, each one is fit to have yibam, and it's only rabbinically forbidden. And even that of, we said, of a lav or essay, biblically, it's still obligated, like we said, asay dechalaisay. So biblically, it still requires the halach of yibum, because each one is still coming with a zika, but that's why rabbinically it's forbidden, because of a chesuk kukase. So you have to do, even in such a case, chalitza not yibum. Now, avalam hoysa achas min ervolam. But let's say one of these two sisters that both have zika to him right now, one of them is an erv on him, for example, lo shoysa im ishtoy, oibita. Let's say it was his wife's mother or daughter, then her sister is going to be permitted because it's not achesuk kasai, because that one is not zakuk to him because it's his wife's mother or daughter, and therefore the other sister he's permitted to whichever one he wants to chalitza or yibam shareli nafla zikasashim, because here his zika is not on both of them shein zika la'erva, because one of them is an erva where there's no zika and therefore there's no achesuk kasai, it's only this one sister that he has a zika bond with. Halacha base. Let's say one of them was forbidden on this yavam because of erva, and the other one is forbidden on his other brother because of erva. So it's there's four brothers, two of them married two sisters, and they died. Now there's two brothers yavam left over. Oh, so here the one that's forbidden to him is permitted to his brother, meaning it's only an erva for him, not for his brother. And the one that's forbidden for the brother is permitted to his brother. Because each one's having only one zika, the one that's permitted to him, and they're because the other one's an erva, and each one has the other one has an erva, so each one's really having a zika of only one. So each one could do chalitz or even to the one that's permitted to him. Halacha gimel. Let's say meis echad min ha'ach, and here's where the Rambam shifts now, because up until now the Rambam is talking about when you don't know who died first. And so therefore, you don't know which way to go. Now the Rambam talks about that you know what happened. It was consecutive, and therefore the halacha changes. If meis echad na'achan, one of the brothers died, v'nafla ishtei li'ibum, and his wife falls for him, v'achar kach meis sheini, and then the second one dies, who is the sister of the first one, v'nafla ishtei li'ibum, now his wife falls for him, she achayis rishon, like we said, which is the sister of the first one, v'ashtin kayamas, now they're both alive, waiting for yibum. So in this case, it's going to be the same. Both are going to do chalitza and not yibam, like we explained in Halacha Aleph. But this is where it changes, because here we know which one really was first, and that's what's important. Halacha Dal. Let's say the second one to be widowed, she dies without having chalitza done to her. Oh, then chazer harishayna, this is where you know the first one, then chazer harishayna leter, the first one goes back to her permissibility, which, when she was widowed, her sister was still married to the other brother. So before the other one was widowed, she was the only one that had a zika. So there was no, she wasn't a achizer kuka of her other sister, because her other sister was still married. So now that her second sister subsequently, ultimately died, so the first one goes back to original heter, and therefore the remaining gavim could do either chalitza or yibum, because again, she's the only zikuka. Now, Meisar is shayna, but let's say the first one to be widowed, she died, and the other sister, the later one to be widowed, she remains prohibited. You can only do chalitza because of the chayza kuka, and you can't do yibum. Because when she was widowed, at that moment, because of her sister was already widowed, with the time that she fell for yibum, she was forbidden because of a chayza kuka. And the Gemara tells us that any yivama that I don't call her at the time of nefila, meaning the moment her husband dies, you don't say yivama yavar leha, which, because in this case she was a chesikuka, then she remains like an eshesach shesh lebonim, like as if she had children, which such a brother's wife is forbidden forever. V'chein sotu. Im kodem echad min ha'achin v'cholitz la'achreino. Let's say one of the brothers goes, and he goes and he does chalitza to the second one to be widowed. Here also, hut reishayin l'sha'achin. So then the first one goes back to original heter, to the other brothers, not to that one, because that one did chalitza, but to the other brothers. And the reason is Sharei Zika Sha'asra Aisa, because the Zika of her second sister, which made her forbidden, because she was like that sister's Achizakuka, has Sira Achabal Chalitzasi. The other brother removed it by doing Chalitzatar. And now the first one is not Achizakuka anymore. But initially, we don't rule like that to do the Chalitza of the second one, to be able to do Yim on the first one, as a Gezeri, because then you might come to do chalitza to the first one and do yibum on the second one and think, okay, what's the difference between the two of them? Which that's a huge difference because the second one never had a heter, and therefore that's why we don't initially allow that. But if it was done, that's also another case that would allow the first one to go ahead and go back to heter rishon for yibum. Let's say the first one to be widowed from these two sisters, that first one was an erva, one of the brothers. Then that brother goes and does yibum to the second sister, which, as we had mentioned before, is permitted to him because she's not a chesukukasa, because the first one to be widowed is not zakuk to him because she's an erva. So then, hucha rishon l'sha'achin. So in that case too, the first one thus becomes permitted to the other brothers, because the second one, the har sister that was subsequently widowed, which made it forbidden on everyone else, because for them it is a chesukuka. Now, she had yibum nantar to the brother that was permitted to her, which, because it wasn't a zika, the erva, to him. So now she's not zikuka anymore to the other brothers, so the first one go back to original heter, as she was b'shas d'nefila. Now, avon hoitza achreina he, shasur al achad mehem, b'vad mishum erva. But if, let's say, is the second one, the later one, that she's the one that's forbidden on one of the brothers because of erva, not the first one, but the second one, then harehu miyam l'rishayna. So he, that one that's forbidden to the second one as erva, so again, she's not zakuka to him, so the first one that fell is not a chesukuk asai from the second one, so he could do yim on the first one. But ashara achan asurin b'shtein. In this case, the rest of the brothers are going to be forbidden in both of them. And hence, if let's say that one who did yim dies, and then the first one falls to yim a second time, or if he doesn't do yim at all, both of them are going to be forbidden to both, all brothers are going to be forbidden to both of them. V'chaltzim l'miyamin, and they're going to have chalitza and not yibum, where even if the first one had yibum already, the second one does not become permitted because we said there she never had a heter b'shas t'nefila. Like we explained in Halacha Dal. Now, when Kadmu becomes a Kalecha, let's say everyone goes, and they do bia on everyone. So, achas min achayis, each one goes and marries one of the sisters. So we remove those yavamas, those wives, from the yavams, because since the first one was married in sin, the first one that's going to go ahead and do the marriage, you can't do either one of them, because it's a chesukukasa. So although once he marries the first one, then, okay, there's no more chesukuka, and we say, okay, it should be permitted. No, we say, because since the first one that allowed this whole thing, he did a sin because he married a chesukuka, so then we're not going to permit the other ones because of that. In contrast, what we said in Al-Khadal, if the first one went and did chalitza to the second one, So then he didn't violate any Isser. So that's what we said, that the first one, then we'll go back to the Heter, to the other brothers. But in this case, if everyone just marries, which biblically they're okay, but it's a chesukuka, we're going to say, no, all the sisters have to be removed from the Yavams and marry them. Halacha Vav. K'tin is Ram Shlesha Achim, three brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesum Neshtei Achayis, same theme, where two of them are married to two sisters. Meis Echad Mibalei Achayis. Now, one of the brothers who was married to one of the sisters dies. Vasa Shlishi, the other brother, who is not married to any of the sisters, he goes and he makes the Yevim Maimer. He makes, in that Yevama, he makes a Maimer, which is a rabbinic kedushin in the Yevama. V'achkech Meis Baal Achayis Ashni. And then, after he did a Maimer, the other brother who is married to the other sister, he passed away. Now, the second sister is falling for Yibim in front of that third brother. Now, both of them are forbidden to him as a chesukuka. And the fact that he did a maimer in the first one doesn't reject the second one as if she's a chesishta in the erva and as if she's not falling for him, because he only did a maimer. As the Rambam says, Hariza Nisan, so in this case, which Maimer doesn't totally reject, it's only a quasi-state, so Hariza Nisan get labal to Maimer. So he has to give a get for the one that he did Maimer on, to remove the kedushin of the Maimer, which they don't get removed with Chalitza, because Chalitza only removes the Zika and not the Maimer, which requires a get. And B'chalitza, he just has to give do Chalitza for the Zika, because that only gets removed with Chalitza, now with a get. And B'chalitza, he also has to do Chalitza on the second sister, who's coming from a different brother, which doesn't become permitted with doing chalitza on the first one, and you also can't do yibim because she's a chayis chalut tzasei, and you have to do that all because they're latin lazar to permit them to marry other people. Halacha zayin. Meisesh asa maimer. Let's say this third brother, who did the maimer in the first one's wife, after he did a maimer, he died. V'hoisle yishachers, and he had another wife, also unrelated. V'nafle shtein lefnei ba'ala ochis, and now his two wives, the one that he did a maimer on, and his regular wife, are falling now in front of the second brother who was married to the second sister. So, Balas HaMaimer Petru Ben Achleitz Ben Yibim. The woman that he had done Maimer, which was the first one's, the sister, that one is exempt from Achleitz Ben Yibim, Shariah Chay Sishtai. For the second guy, it's his wife's sister. So that's an erva, that doesn't fall for even have Zika. V'Yisha Acheres, and the other wife, which is this third person, let's call him Levi, his other wife is Chaletz Avam Esebemes. He has to do chalitza with her, not yibum, because it's somewhere in the middle. She'ina maimer kinyan kinyan gomer at sheyiftes a tzara. It's not a full-fledged kinyan, this of maimer, to exempt the tzara to say that it's a tzara se'erva, which it would be if it was full-fledged, because it's a chay sishtai, and there would be tzara. So it's somewhere in the middle, so you can't do yibum, but you have to do chalitza. Now, Allah Chazer Ram continues with different problems that come up regarding this removal of the zika. Says Ram, echad min yavam, if one of the brothers, Shekidish Achis Yevimte. He did Kedushin on the Yevama's sister. So his brother's wife died on children, the widow. And instead of doing anything with her, she had a sister. And he did Kedushin with that sister after this woman had already fell for Yibam to the brothers. So I'm going to tell one that brother who did the Kedushin on that sister of the widow. We tell him, Hamtein Valtegershina. Wait. And you don't have to divorce her because you might end up being permitted to that sister, which no one had been married to, as we can explain, but Valtisena. But neither can you marry her yet because she's forbidden to you because she's Achis Zukuka. This her sister is has a Zika from your departed brother's Yibum, and she's like your wife's sister. So you can't marry her Achiyamachicha until your brother does Yibum on the Yavama Oyachlis Livama Zoas Kukul Kulcham or does Chalitza on her, because this Zika is on all you. One of three ways. If let's say his brother does chalitza on her, on the Yavama, or does Yibum, or the Yavama dies, so there's no more Zika over here, then he could marry the woman that was the sister of that Yavama. He could go ahead and marry her now because now she's not achay zekuka. But let's say Mesu Echav Kulim, let's say all his brothers died. So now he doesn't have this option anymore, and the Yavam is not dead. So he has to remove the woman that he got engaged, that sister, with a get, because she's forbidden as a chesukuka. And the Yavim tabechalitza, he has to remove the Yavama with chalitza, and you don't say that, wait a second, she's exempt from chalitza because it's a chesukurishasa, because he divorced her sister that he was engaged to, because since the zika of the Yavama was before the kedushin of her sister, you don't say that that's going to undo the Zika that was already there from beforehand. So he has to do Chalitza on the Yavama. Now, the Mesa Rasase, but let's say the woman he was engaged to died. So Bein Shemesa Kohen Misachin, whether she died before the other brothers died, or Bein Shemesa Lachem Misachin, whether she died after the other brothers died, Chazei Yavama Leter. The Yavama goes back to her original Heter, where she's not anymore a sister of his wife. And V'ratzach El says Miyam. If he wants to, he can do Chalitza. If he wants to, he can do Yibum, because even if it was his wife, it would be permitted. Achos Ish is permitted after his wife died. And moreover, the Yavama, since at the time of the Nefilah, he hadn't yet gotten engaged to the sister, so she was permitted at the time of when her husband died. She subsequently became forbidden because he had done Kiddushin with her sister, but then when that sister he did Kiddushin died, she goes back to the original Heter, and therefore she's going to be permitted to have either Chalitza or Yim. Halacha Tes. Again, Shleisha Achim, three brothers, Shnai Mem Nesun Shle Achayis, two of them are married to two sisters. V'yesh L'chalachman at L'chalachas Mishtei and Tzara. Now, each one of those two have also a co-wife. Now, the ones who were married to sisters, those two brothers, they died. Now, these sisters and their co-wives are falling in front of the third brother. Now, you can't do even to any one of them. The sisters because they're achayis zekuka, and the tzaras because they're the co-wives of achayis zekukas. So, in chalitz latzaras, so you got to do chalitza. So, if you do chalitza to the co-wives, so nifta achayis, so that exempts the sisters, because the co-wives are for sure eligible for chalitza. But if you do chalitza to the sisters, to any one of them, their co-wives are not exempt with their chalitza. Actually, chalitza says until you do chalitza on the co-wives. Why? Doing chalitza on any one of the sisters is not a bona fide, not a high level type of chalitza, because any one of these sisters, if you wanted to, then they weren't really eligible for yibum. So whenever it's not eligible for yibum, it's not really such a high level type of chalitza. And therefore, says Rama, chalitza shein meula in the bartes zetzara. When it's not such a strong chalitza, it doesn't exempt the kohev kibush ma'ana, like we explained in Perkei Halachot Beis, and therefore, you would have to do another chalitza on the kohev. Halacha Yud. Yeroli, says Rama, it seems to me, shekacha din b'shtei yevames habois mibayisach, that the following law is when you have two yevames that are two co-wives from the same husband who died, va'achas men nasrael yevama, one of them is forbidden on her yevam. Either mishum shniyoy mechayol lavan or mechayi b'asa, either because of the secondary error, negative prohibition of positive commandment, shem chalitz la'asura, similar theme from the previous halacha, that if let's say the yevam does chalitza onto the one that's forbidden to him, which again, it's not a strong level chalitza, because he really can't do yevam if he wants to, because we don't really permit it. So lehutra tzuras, again, here says Rambam, the co-wife is not going to be permitted. Chalitz latzara, if you do chalitza to the co-wife, which is a stronger zika, so, and you're removing that, so hutra hasura, then the woman that is forbidden to him will be permitted with that chalitza and will not require her own chalitza. Halach Yidav, the Ram continues regarding the time of the formation of the zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama. Halach Yidav, Shleish Achan, again, three brothers. Shnei Mem Nesun Shtei Achayis, two are married to two sisters. Vashleish Nasun Achayis, and the third one is married to an unrelated woman. If one of the brothers that's married to one of the sisters dies, the yibim hanasa narches eseshtei. Now, the one who is married to an unrelated woman, he does yibim to his sister-in-law, to his brother's wife. And then, the wife of the second one, meaning the other sister, that sister dies, who's the wife of the second brother. And then, v'achekach meisa shlishi. Then, the one who's married to the unrelated woman, who had done yibum on the first sister, that third brother passed away. Now, v'naflash shtei nashav, so now his two wives, his original wife, which was unrelated, and his new wife, the one that he done yibum on, which was from the first brother, which is the sister, which used to be a sister-in-law from his own wife, but again, his wife had died before the third brother even did yibum. So, now the two wives fall in front of the second brother, which is the one that had married a sister, that now doesn't have a wife because that sister had passed away. These two women are exempt from chalitza yibum. Why? So Rambam explains. One of them is one of them was his wife's sister at the time when his first brother passed away. At that time, she was exempt. He couldn't do anything with her. That's why the third brother was married to an unrelated woman. He did yibum. But because of that, Nestor Alav Loyal Mishum Eshazach. So she's eternally forbidden to him as his brother's wife. Kedin Eshazach Mishalei Bolam, like the wife of a brother that wasn't there at the same time, that's eternally forbidden. Vanachas Mishum Tzeras. And the unrelated woman is now a tzaras erva of eishes hach shleim maga mitzvah, and therefore these two are exempt from yibin chalitza. Halacha yud beis b'chein shnei achen. So to two brothers, nesun l'shtei achayis is married to two sisters. Umeis achen, and one of the brothers dies. V'achkech meisa ishta shashen, and then the wife of the second brother, that wife dies. Harizu asur elamis. So now that yivama is going to be eternally forbidden. Why? Because although now her sister is not alive, so he technically, hey, wait a second, you're allowed to marry your wife's sister after the wife passed away, and she has a zika. No, because at the time of his first brother's death, his wife is still alive, she was forbidden at the time of the nefila. Now, Avol, however, in contrast, interesting comparison, so the Rama Hamagarshas Ishta Bechzir, let's say someone divorces his wife. So they had difficulties, he divorced her Bechzir, and then he took her back. The mace, and then he died without any children. Here, that wife is going to be permitted to the Yavam. Why? And what's the Chiddush? Because says the Rama. Although, that at one point in this previous life, this sister-in-law was forbidden to the Yavam at the time when his brother, who ultimately passed away, at that time period when he had divorced her, she was an erva to the brother, which she was a so to speak, free agent to marry whoever she wanted to. She couldn't have married the brother because that was Grushas Achiv. So at one point she was forbidden, so maybe you say Asur Elamis. No. She went back to her permissibility when his brother remarried her because she hadn't married anyone else in the interim. When his brother dies, she was in her permitted state because it's not the first marriage that creates the status of Yibim Chalitza. It's the moment of death. And at that moment, she was already remarried to him, and therefore, that would be a permitted case of Yibim and not this, what we're calling this Isser that was already there from a prior time. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding when you have a Zika that comes from a full-fledged divorce, but the marriage, the subsequent marriage, was not full-fledged. As Rambam explains, Ketana Shasi Aviyah, if you have a minor that her father married her off, now the father marrying off a daughter as a minor is a biblical marriage. Now, V'ger Shabala V'chzir, but her husband divorced her and remarried her, V'meis, and then he died. Now, V'dayin Ketana, she's still a minor. So, HaReizu Asur LeYavim, this girl is going to be forbidden to the Yavim. He has to Chalitza and can't do Yibim. Why? Nishagir Sheo Gerishon Gemurin. When he divorced his wife the first time, that was a biblical full-fledged divorce. Sharevi Asir, because her father married off, and that was a biblical Kiddushin, thus a biblical Gerishon. But Ve'en Chazarasa Chazar Gemur, when he remarried her, and this is where it's different than the previous halacha, it's not a full-fledged taking back, because once she gets divorced, even as a minor, her father has no more dominion and domain over her. So when she got remarried, she in kedusha gitana kedusha gemurin. Now her kedusha is not full fledged. Like we explain in Perek Daf Milchas Ishes Halachas Ayin Ches, it comes out that this minor is grushas achiv biblically. And although, what I mean, he remarried her. No, that's only rabbinically. So when his brother dies, she has biblically status as a grusha and forbidden to the oven. So, although, wait a second, so if it's Grushas Achiv, so then why does he have to do Chalitza? No, we don't say that she's totally exempted because maybe people are not going to know about the Gerushin and they're going to see that she's leaving without anything. They're going to come to mid a Yavama to marry someone else without anything. Therefore, again, you can't do Yibam, but it would require that of Chalitza. Halacha Yudalt. V'adin l'magarish pekachas. So too goes if someone divorces a fully sane woman, which again, biblically is considered a regular Gerushin. But v'nischarsha, after he had divorced her, she became a deaf mute. Now, then Bechzira, they had a reconciliation. He remarried her, but now when he's remarrying her again, that's only rabbinic, because the Chareshes cannot get married biblically. The Mason, and he dies, the Nicha Chareshes, and he's leaving the widow without any children, a deaf mute. She has Sura LeYavam, which is forbidden to the Yavam, because again, biblically we view her as Grushas Achiv. So there's no Chalitza, and there's no Yibam. Over here, the Rambam says that not Chalitza, and not Yibam, which is different than that of Ketana, which ultimately is going to be a Gedayla. Here the Rambam says, okay, so therefore she's out of the category biblically, and it's like an Erva of Grushas Achav. Now, but says the Rambam, but Tsaras Ketana Zu, so these two cases we described, regarding the co-wife of this minor, or Chereshe Zu, of this deaf mute, that co-wife could be Chaletzes Oymes Yabemes. You could do Chalitza or Yibam. The reason for that is because either way you look at it, on the one hand, if you say that that this minor or the chareshes is considered his wife, like we're saying it's a quasi-state. So then even her herself, you'd be permitted to even for sure the co-wife. And even from the fact that we're saying you don't really have an acquisition, so then she herself is forbidden because it's not his wife, it's his Gerusha, but the co-wife would then be permitted because then it's not a Tzara, because she's a Gerusha, she's not really married to him. So, when you look at it, the co-wife has no problem, so you can do Chalitza or Yibam. Now, the Mechzira, Kishikitan Oichereshes, but let's say you took her back again, you had divorced her, you took her back when she was a minor, or Oichereshes, or a deaf mute, but then the Gadla, then the girl became an adult, which that makes the conclusion of the Kiddushin to be a biblical one. Or, although she became a deaf mute, when he remarried her the second time, she got her faculties back again. And from the moment they do Bia, when she was already Pekachas, it's a full-fledged Kedushin, and she goes back to original Heter, and again, not anymore Grusha Sachar, because biblically it is like she's married. It's like a regular person divorces his wife and takes her back, as the Rambam said in Halacha Yudbeis. And then Machkach Meis, and then he dies, Harizim Tez Livama, then it's going to be like a regular woman that she'll be permitted to the Ivama in that state. Halacha Tez Vav, Shnei Achim, two brothers. Nesun Shtei Achim is married to two sisters. Hoishtein Ketanis, Haruyis Lamayin. Now, these two sisters were both minors that are eligible to do mian, which is a refusal of the marriage, or they're both deaf-mute, which again, the marriage here by both of the sisters are going to be the same, because it's only rabbinic. Now one of them dies, so the Yavama is going to be excluded because she's his wife's sister, and exempt from chalitza and from yibam, again, because since they're both the same status, we'll view it on whatever level it is, that rabbinic level, as achay sishtei. But let's say one of them, there's a married two sisters. One was an adult and one was a minor. Now, here's where it's different. Umeis bal ketana, if the husband that was married to the minor dies, so teitzim mishum achay sishtei. So the other brother who's married to the adult will say that, okay, this minor that's falling for yibam for him is not even falling for yibam because it's his wife's sister, and thus, like an erva, is exempt from chalitza and from yibam because his wife's kedushin is definitely stronger than zika of the yavama because the yavama is only rabbinically because she was a minor. His wife is biblically. But let's say the one who's married to the adult, he died. Oh, then his zika is a biblical one, and the one who's married to the minor, that's only rabbinic marriage. So malam naketana shetamam bevalas. In this case, we teach the one who's married to the minor that minor should refuse her husband. And then this adult is going to be permitted to har yavam because it's like as if there was no kedushin and as if it's not was never achay sishtei. In contrast, if he would divorce the minor again, then the gedolah would be forbidden because achay skirushasei. So if he would do chalitza to the gedolah, the minor would be forbidden because achay skirushasei. Because again, we don't really view the minor as his full fledged wife. So therefore, we would teach her to do miyun, and then the older one is permitted to do yibam with. Halacha dezayin, shnei achin cherishin. There's two brothers that are deaf mute, which again, they're, as we said in Chasishas, their marriage is not biblical nisuin, it's not full fledged nisuin, and then nisuin l'shtei achayis, they're married to two sisters, whether they be pikchis, they're regular healthy women, or cherishos, or deaf mute, or achas pikachas, or achas cherishos, or one of them's fully faculties, and one of them's deaf mute. But again, it's the two brothers are deaf mute. Or similar regarding just the gender, the two sisters are deaf mute. That nesu is l'shnei achim, they're married to two brothers. Again, pikchin or cherishin, whether they be deaf mutes or not. Here also, it's the same idea that both peers, whether it be the husbands or the wives, their kedushin are not full-fledged because, in this case, like the women are deaf-mute. So whether the husbands be pikchin or cherishin or yechid bekev or yechid cherishin, one of them's deaf-mute, another one's not. Now, meisachem hem. But in this case, if one of them dies, ishta betumin achlitza meyibim. Since they're two sisters and they're two brothers, the wife will be exempt from chalitza meyibim, mishum achay sishta, because it's his wife's sister, because again, the kedushin are the same, because both of them, either way, whether because the husband is a cherish or because the wife is a cherish, but be the may, as one of the partners is a cherish, so then that's rabbinic, and they both have this rabbinic marriage, so okay, whatever the equivalency is, the other one is his wife's sister. Sorry, ein nisui echad, ben nisui gemur, again, well, none of the marriages is a full-fledged marriage. Now, b'halochi yitzayin, ketin z'ram shnei achim, let's say you have two brothers, echad b'keir v'echad cherish, one is a deaf mute, another one's not. He's regular, healthy. Nisun is achayis pikchas. They're married to two sisters that are fully healthy. Oyachas pikachas v'achas chareshas. So one of them is a pikachas and one of them is chareshas. V'harei, but this is the primary thing. Ha-pikachas he eishas ha-pikach. But the main thing is that the one who's fully healthy is married to the woman that's fully healthy. It comes out that their kedushin is a full-fledged kedushin, in contrast to the sister, which is only rabbinic. So if Mesa Cheresh, if the deaf mute dies, so then Teitzei Ishtei, then his wife of the deaf mute, who her marriage is only rabbinic, she's excluded Mishamachleis Isha. She doesn't even fall for Yibim because it's his wife's sister. And this is his wife biblically. Mesa Bekech, but let's say the Bekech dies. Oh, then Hoyel B'nisua Bekech Shemes Nisun Gemun, since the one who died, his marriage was a full-fledged marriage. Thus, the Zika Zeha Cheresh Gemur, so the Zika that he's having, that she's having now to the brother that's a deaf mute, is of full-fledged Zika. Whereas the Nisuin HaCheresh, but the marriage of the Cheresh himself to the sister, in Nisuin Gemur, is not a full-fledged Nisuin, because he's a Cheresh, so his marriage is only rabbinic. HaRez HaCheresh, Maitzis Isha Beget, so the Cheresh has to divorce his wife for the get. Memei Shachis is a Kukale, because her sister is Zakuk to him on a biblical level. Thus, it makes his wife forbidden to him, because her marriage to him is only rabbinic. And the Cheresh Kukale makes that woman forbidden, which is his wife. Now, the wife of his brother, who his brother was a bekech, she's forbidden forever. Why? Because he can't marry her, because of her sister, because she is his divorcee's wife, his divorcee's sister, because he had to divorce his wife. Like I said, it was only rabbinically married, but it was Gerusha, and now this Sikuka is Achayis Gerusha. But also, he can't do chalitza on her either, because he's a deaf mute. We explained already in Perek Dalad that a cheresh cannot do chalitza. So therefore, this woman is stuck, is forbidden forever. Now, look at Ches. Says the Rama, why did the Chacham make gzera? Why does he have to divorce? And this is almost as a secondary point. Why did we say that the cheresh has to divorce his wife, the chareshes, which we said, oh, because she is a chayzuku kasai, but vehemeinu nechiv. But people that are deaf mute are not obligated in the mitzvahs because they don't have das. They're like a child that's eating something not kosher. Where the courts have no obligation to separate him from what they're eating that's forbidden. So why do you have to separate the cheresh from his wife, the chareshes? Message the Rambam, you're right. From that angle, that's not why we're separating. It's amacham because the sages said, "Im teishav ish le'imay." If we're going to let him stay, which we should let him stay. If the cheresh is going to stay with his wife, the chareshes, nimtzis achayis is going to come on her sister, the yavama, who's the wife of the bekech, who had a full-fledged marriage with a full-fledged zika, so she's going to get nisus lazar. She'll get married to another person, because the yemi, they're going to say, oh, nifter mishma chaisisha. We see that this guy's staying with his wife, obviously that she is his wife, and thus, that zikuka is the sister of his wife. And they're going to think that the kedushin that he had with his wife, the chareshes, is a full-fledged kedushin, thus rejecting the zika from the bekech, and it's not zikuka, and therefore she can get married to someone else. Which obviously she's forbidden, like as we explained in the previous halacha. Therefore, that's why the cheresh has divorced his wife by the get. So that everyone knows this, and not to make the mistake to think that she can get permitted to another person, and that she'll remain forbidden forever. Halacha yotes. Also, when you have two fully healthy brothers, nesun l'shtei achayis, married to two sisters, achas bekachas v'achas chareshes. One's a deaf mute, and one is not. Now, meis bala chareshes, if the one that was married to the deaf mute, which their marriage only rabbinic, if he dies, so then teitzei mishamachleis isha. So that chareshes is going to be excluded from yibum and chalitza from the bekech because it's his wife's sister, and you don't even need chalitza because there's no zika at all. Meis bala bekachas, but let's say the one who's married to the bekachas, he dies, then meitzis isha chareshes beget, then the one who's married to the chareshes has to divorce his wife, the chareshes, would get. And in this case, and because it's a chesuku kasai, v'es isha zacha bechalitza, and his brother's wife, he could remove with chalitza, neshu bekech, because in this case, the two brothers did bekech, v'yachalachlitz, and he could do chalitza because he has das, and then she'll be permitted to marry someone else in contrast to the other halacha when the men were the chareshes, in this case, the women are chareshes. Halacha chaf, shnei achad, two brothers, echad bekech, v'echad chareshes, one is deaf mute, and one is not. Hachareshes nasu shtei noshim pikchas, so the deaf mute married two wives that were pikchas, that were not deaf mute. Now, ha'achas mehen erval bekech. One of them was an erva on his brother, who was the regular healthy brother. Umeis hachareshes. And then the deaf mute dies. Shtein b'turis al gabam. So both of them are going to be exempt, however you look at it, as the Rambam explains. Because im nisu, because like we're saying, the chareshes, who he has like a quasi-marriage, he died, and then he has two wives. So, im nisui erva nisuin, if you say that the cheresh, we view his marriage as a marriage, thus that means to say that the marriage he had with one of the two wives, which is an erva, is also considered a marriage. So that makes the co-wife as a co-wife of the erva, thus exempting her from yibim chalitza like the halacha of taras erva. And then ain nisui erva nisuin. If you're going to say, oh wait, the marriage that he had with the erva is not really a full-fledged nisuin, because again the cheresh does not have a full-fledged kinyan, then kachla yu nisui taras nisuin. Then you'll say also then the marriage he has with the co-wife is also not a full-fledged marriage, and she's like a random woman that has no zik at all. So either way you look at it, this quasi, it's either yes or no, and either one, you're going to say, okay, if it's yes, then it's the Tzaras Erva, and if it's no, well, then there's no marriage here at all. So either way, he's exempt from the Yimei Chalitza, from his brother, the Cheresh, from his two wives, if one of them was an Ervatim. Halacha Chavalf. Haisa Bitoi. If the daughter of a regular person, Ukoyetzebo, or anything like that, another Erva, like his mother-in-law or his daughter-in-law, was a Chereshes, was a deaf-mute woman, Unesu'a La'achav HaBekech, and she was married to his brother, that was not a deaf mute. Now, but still, that means the marriage was only rabbinic because the woman was a chereshes. So then, Tsarasa, the co-wife of his brother, which she was not a deaf mute, and thus her marriage was a full-fledged marriage, is chaletza for the mezibem zikdu chalitza and not yibum. Why? She'ein yisu a chereshes nisu in gemurim. Because again, this marriage of the chereshes is this quasi type of marriage. It's not a full-fledged marriage, so it's not going to exempt the co-wife from tzaras erva. So therefore, you have to do chalitza to remove the zika. Can't do yibum because it is a rabbinic tzaras erva, so therefore it's this quasi state of doing chalitza and not yibum. The Rambam ends off this parak by saying a general rule to understand, which Rambam often does, to know the terminology that he says. He says, "Kamakum shemarim alochas elu shteachleis." Whenever we mention in these halachas, we're talking about, we mentioned two sisters, which was a pretty important term. The Rambam said many times here in this parak, so it doesn't really mean necessarily specifically two sisters. It's achashteicha, is whether we're talking about two sisters, a isha bito, the same thing could be a mother and a daughter, a isha bas bito, a woman and her granddaughter, okay, or anything like that, because in Yad Vram, says Ram, the main idea here is, shein shtei nashim, we're talking about two women, sha'achzman erva imacheres, that one of them is an erva on this person, together, in tandem, with that other person. I mean, there's no problem with this woman, it's only because it's together with her sister, or with her daughter, or her granddaughter. And what that means to say is, v'yev shalisa shtei, mishum erva, that you can't marry both of them, because of that the joint element is a halacha of an erva. So it comes out that each one is the relative of the zikuka that's forbidden. And v'chein kol makom shaman achis ishtar. Whenever we mention this idea of, oh, it's his wife's sister, which you also mentioned prominently, it's achis yivimta, or his yivama's sister. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're specifically the erva of a sister of an erva. It means achas achisa, whether it be the sister, or yimabito, or the same would be a mother or a daughter of his wife, or a zivama, which again, you can't be with both of them. The inyad ram, that idea, whenever we're saying that halacha of achis ishtai, means achas mekrivis, that one of her relatives, shein erva imo, which that woman is an erva together with his wife, or with his yivama.